It's Tuesday, and going to keep the intros a little shorter so that we can just get right into it. So if you feel like you want a longer introduction or a description as to the entire premise of the podcast, go listen to yesterday's episode. I have a present for you. This was the what was meant to be the very first thing I played on the first episode for both of us before we even started talking, and then I just started rambling.
I'm very nervous. Guess who's back? Oh, no.
The Irishman.
Oh, you did. You did discuss this with me before, but
the Irishman.
Do you like that?
I do. You know what? I do. It was worth it. It was worth the wait.
I got a pretty good pop there. That was pretty good.
That was worth the wait.
Thanks. All right. Well, you know, we talked a lot yesterday about the podcast and taking a big break. Is there anything that we should talk about? Like, what has even happened since May? I feel like the
in
last
our
six,
lives,
not in our lives, just like in life in general, man. Like 6 months, right? May, June, July, August, September, October. No, oh my God, it's been like 7 months since we've done this.
I don't know. We bought a house.
No, I'm not just talking about you and me. I mean,
like the world.
Yeah.
Nothing good, man.
Nothing good. All terrible stuff. So let's go back to the wonderful old days of jury tampering and racketeering. I don't know. What's the new horrifying thing? The Omicron variant. Cool. I said to someone on Saturday, the phrase, "the Omicron variant was spotted at the anime convention," is both a real life thing and something straight out of a cartoon. Like, that's like a sounds like a Cowboy Bebop episode.
Yeah. I also saw that, I guess, the youths, capital Y, online have decided to turn it into the Omarian variant as a meme. Do you remember Omarian?
No.
It was like a 1-2 hit wonder early 2000s R&B performer.
Oh, okay. That doesn't make any sense to me. And that makes me feel very old, so I think the antidote is
people who are older than us.
People who are way older than us. In The Irishman. Oh no, I have to cue it back up again because I played that stupid song. Where were we? 1:30. We're an hour and 35, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, let me let these previous few seconds play by. And okay, so we are in there. A bunch of dudes playing poker. I am more and more thinking, even though we're watching this in the worst possible way, and of course it doesn't make sense. I'm more and more convinced that we are like listening to the ramblings of a man who is kind of going senile and like mumbling all of this to himself in a nursing home, which is why maybe it makes sense that some of these characters are just like appearing,
just pop in and out.
And yeah, like I honestly am not sure how much more sense this would make if I did sit down and watch it all in one chunk, but whatever. I think I'm thinking too much about it.
Side question.
Yeah.
Has Scorsese done anything since this?
No, but I mean, this only came out in 2019, so. I think there's a few projects that they announced and he's in like pre-production on, but I don't think he's actually filmed anything.
Okay. I hope for his sake, I'm unsure. This is not his last project.
Oh God. No, please don't even put that into the universe. All right. So, an hour and 35 minutes in, if you're joining us, I'm going to hit play now. What? Okay. Oh, is that Tony? They keep talking about Tony. Is that Tony Pro? Yes, they got Tony Pro for extortion and gave him 7 years.
So who does he end up with? Jimmy.
Okay, so Jimmy and Tony Pro are in the same prison. Oh, he's... Hoffa's getting like personal service in the cafeteria. Is that what that was? A sundae? Oh, because he's like a big ice cream freak, mm-hmm. right?
He's a big sweet treat freak.
And Tony Pro's got a problem with his pension. I know.
Say that for this guy. Times. I feel like he's in a lot of stuff. One of those faces.
The actor? The actor that he's talking to?
You got a million too.
there's a problem with it.
Okay, well, that's the minute. He said you've got a million two, and that's the
problem with it.
That sundae looks dope. I haven't had a really good sundae in a long time.
Yeah, me either. You want to go get a sundae after this?
Kind of. Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Now that we live in the burbs, it's a little...
Yeah, now that we live in
options
like,
are like
small, cute town, USA.
We could go to the diner. Is it? I'm just watching this prison sequence and I really want to go to a diner. What does that say about me? Well, I think this is also establishing that Hoffa is like sort of finagled a like comfortable life for himself in prison here.
Right? Oh, totally. He seems like the type who would be respected in prison. He didn't like kill children or do anything untoward. He's like a man of the people, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, interesting. One of the benefits of being an organized crime is even if you get busted for like jury tampering. He ends up in prison for like 6 years or something like that.
I don't know.
I think I spotted that on a Wikipedia or an article or something. That's pretty good. Just sitting around having, you know, someone make you sundaes. You know, three hots in a cot, as they say.
Three hots in a cot.
Three hots in a cot, and then, you know.
I don't think that would have been enough for Tom Wham-Scam, though.
We're, you know, just have to not get shivved, but I'm sure a guy like Hoffa's got protection. That's
totally
the whole point of it. So you're just kind of like, I don't know, why would you even want to get back out, get into that world of organized crime? You got to kind of made in the shade when you're in prison.
Yeah, but you don't have any opportunities to make money.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't be a very good criminal, apparently.
I'd be a horrible criminal.
You're a terrible liar.
Yeah, I'm a horrible liar. If push comes to shove, like, I would probably flip on someone. I'll just be honest.
Whoa.
If you commit a crime, please don't tell me. I will not be able to keep it to myself.
Wow. Wow. You heard it here first, folks. Wow,
I would do poorly in prison, and I'm the first one to admit that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even... You're not ride or die. You won't be my ride or die, babe? Bae?
Ugh. No.
No? Wow. Okay, cool. I think that's a pretty good place to wrap it up for now. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.
Perhaps over Sundays.